Since 2016, I have closely followed the situation in the Republic of the Philippines and in the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela. Both countries are state parties to the Rome Statute. Following a careful, independent, and impartial review of a number of communications and reports documenting alleged crimes potentially falling within the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court, I have decided to open a preliminary examination into each of these situations. The preliminary examination of the situation in the Philippines will analyze crimes allegedly committed in this state party since at least the 1st of July 2016 in the context of the War on Drugs campaign launched by the government of the Philippines. Specifically, it has been alleged that since July 2016, thousands of persons have been killed for reasons related to their alleged involvement in illegal drug use or dealing. While some of such killings have reportedly occurred in the context of clashes between and within gangs, it is alleged that many of the reported incidents involved extrajudicial killings in the course of police anti-drug operations. The preliminary examination of the situation in Venezuela will analyze crimes allegedly committed in this state party since at least April of 2017 in the context of demonstrations and related political unrest. In particular, it has been alleged that state security forces frequently used excessive force to disperse and put down demonstrations and arrested and detained thousands of actual or perceived members of the opposition, a number of whom have been allegedly subjected to serious abuse and ill treatment in detention. It has also been reported that some groups of protesters resorted to violent means, resulting in some members of security forces being injured or killed. Under the Rome Statute, national jurisdictions have the primary responsibility to investigate and prosecute those responsible for international crimes. I emphasize that a preliminary examination is not an investigation, but a process of examining the information available in order to reach a fully informed determination on whether there is a reasonable basis to proceed with an investigation pursuant to the criteria established by the Rome Statute. Specifically, I, as prosecutor, must consider issues of jurisdiction, admissibility, and the interest of justice in making this determination. Let me also emphasize that in conformity with the complementarity principle, which is a cornerstone of the Rome Statute legal system, and within the framework of each preliminary examination, my office will be engaging with the national authorities concerned with a view to discussing and assessing any relevant investigation and prosecution at the national level. In the independent and impartial exercise of its mandate, my office will also give consideration to all submissions and views conveyed to it, again, strictly guided by the requirements of the Rome Statute. There is no statutory timelines on the length of a preliminary examination. Depending on the facts and circumstances of each situation, I will decide whether to initiate an investigation subject to judicial review as appropriate, continue to collect information to establish a sufficient factual and legal basis to render a determination, or decline to initiate an investigation if there is no reasonable basis to proceed. I reiterate that my office undertakes this work with full independence and impartiality in accordance with its mandate and the applicable legal instruments of the court. As we do, we hope to count on the full engagement of the relevant national authorities in the Philippines and Venezuela.